The measures help establish a transgender equality task force, provide access to business assistance programs, and prohibit health insurers from denying coverage based on gender identity. Vernon resident Jamie Brisehoff has a 10-year-old transgender daughter.
She went from a really depressed and struggling boy to a really happy, thriving girl. And so we know that in the future there will be medical care that we need. And so we have our eyes particularly on the health insurance coverage and non-discrimination clauses.
Assemblyman Tim Eustace says transgender discrimination is one of the last vestiges of bias in our society. He says a firewall in the state will protect the civil rights that he believes may be stripped by the Trump administration. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.